rock and roll is here to stay, Danny the Junior's 1958, a song that went up to number 19 on the pop charts, but made it up to 16 on the R&B charts. So good little hit for that group. Of course, that came after At the Hop, and real good sound by them, and that's what we're trying to do here on BRC Radio, is keep rock and roll here to stay. This is BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And let's get right back to it. We've got Sam the Sham going to get us started, then the Tune Weavers, and then Janis Joplin. So let's do Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs and an album cut. Sorry about that.
You say that your new love affair wasn't quite what you thought it would be. And now that it's turned his back on you, you come crying to me. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. You found a new love and you left me flat. I'm sorry about that. Hey, to see you crying, but there's nothing that I can do. Since you've been gone, I've been looking around, and I've found me someone too. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. He put you down, now you want me back. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. Since you've been gone, I've been looking around, and I've found
Brother and the Holding Company, 1968, a song went to number 12. Of course, that was Janis Joplin doing the vocals there. And that was their second album, Cheap Thrills LP. Their first one was called just called Big Brother and the Holding Company. And, of course, Janis was getting known, and after Cheap Thrills and this album that here, Piece of My Heart, came on, she left and went solo. And this song here, though, Janis's version with Big Brother, was a Grammy Hall of Fame song. It's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song. And on the Rolling Stones 500 Most Influential Songs, it's number 353. And good sound by her. Janis herself was put in as an artist in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. So good sound by Janis Joplin, Big Brother and Holding Company. Happy, Happy Birthday Baby before that, the Teen Weavers, 1957, went up to number 5 on the pop charts, number 4 on the R&B charts. Group that came out of Boston, Massachusetts. That was Margot Sylvia on lead vocals. Her husband was in the group, her brother was in the group, and her cousin was in the group. So it was a family affair there, and this was their only hit they really had, though. But came out first on Casa Grande label, and then Checker. You might find it more frequently on the Checker label. It came out there. That's when it was a hit. And then Sam the Sham before that, off his Woolly Bully LP, Sorry About That, 1965. Song that didn't chart, didn't come out on 45 as far as I know. but it was an album cut for Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh. Sorry about that. Okay, let's keep going. We got Clarence Frogman Henry coming in, then the Drifters, and then the Five Royals. So we got Clarence Frogman Henry and You Always Hurt the One You Love.
You'll always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You'll always take the sweetest road and crush it. Always break the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you more of all. I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you more of all.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye to let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun. Laugh and sing,
yes, I know.
But while we're apart,
oh,
don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry
you
on
dance.
Till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to
you
go
can dance. You can dance.
If he asks
you can dance.
If you're all
you
alone
can, dance.
Can he take you,
you
home? You must tell him
you
no
dance.
Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say
the one I love. Just knowing you love me.
But there's one thing I want you to do, especially for me,
and it's something that everybody needs. Each night
dedicated to the one I love. Now, that charted in 1961 and went up to number 81 on the pop charts. It didn't do anything on the R&B charts, but 1961. But it was originally released in 1957, and then the version just kind of kicked around, I guess, out there for a while. Then they finally it caught on, and away it went. And the Shirelles now they did it in 1959 first, and had went up to number 83 on the pop charts. Then 2 years later, 61, the same version was re-released again. It came out and went up to number 3 on the pop charts, and it became a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song. So here's a song that one group put out in 57, but it didn't chart to 61. And here's one group that put it out in 59, and it barely made the charts. Then 2 years later, 61, it made the charts at number 3 and went to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song. So interesting little information there about that particular song and those two groups' versions of it. But it's a good sound. But that's the original version there also. They did it first, 1957, the Five Royales, dedicated to the one I love. The Drifters before that, Save the Last Dance for Me, number 1 in 1960 on both the R&B and the pop charts. A Grammy Hall of Fame song, and on the Rolling Stones 500 Most Influential Songs, it's number 184. It was the only pop hit the Drifters had, although they had 5 R&B number one hits. But they had a lot of good sounds and a lot of top 10 hits, but that was their only number one on the pop charts. And Clarence, Frogman Henry, You Always Hurt the One You Love, 1961, went up to number 12 on the pop charts, number 11 on the R&B charts. Guy that came out of Louisiana, and you can tell by that sound, Louisiana. Okay, we got Chuck Berry getting us started, then the Duprees, and then we got Fast Domino. So let's go right now, Chuck Berry and Sweet Little 16.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. Little 16, sweet little 16. She's just got to have about a half a million famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Becomes so excited, watch her look at her run, boy. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Cause they'll be rocking on bandstand in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with sweet little 16. She's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick, she's sporting high-heel shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning, she'll have to change her trend and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay.
cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? Tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Fats Domino, Ain't That a Shame, 1955. Song that went to number 10 on the pop charts and all the way to number 1 on the R&B charts. He had had 14 R&B hits. This was his 14th R&B hit, but it was his first pop chart hit. So, yeah, he'd been out there singing a long time, and the R&B folks were listening to him, and then all of a sudden the pop charts, he flew over, and away he went. So that was his first pop chart hit, went to number 10. Let's see, before that we had the Duprees, Have You Heard, 1963. Went up to number 18 for them. Real nice sound by them. And then Chuck Berry, Sweet Little 16, 1958, number 2 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts. And that song is a Rolling Stone 500 most influential song also. It went up to number 277 on their charts. He had 5 songs that made the Rolling Stones most influential 500 songs. Chuck had 5. I don't know that anybody else had more. I have to check into that and see. That's a lot of songs, though, on that chart. Okay, we've got Gladys Knight and the Pips coming in, Sam and Dave, and then the Buckingham. So Gladys Knight's going to tell us about that grapevine. Here's from 1967, I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
By surprise, I must say, when I find
60, late 60s, the Buckinghams out of Chicago. Had some real fun songs to listen to while we were in high school that back in those days. Hey, Baby, They're Playing Our Song. 1967 went to number 12 on the pop charts for them. Hold On, I'm Coming, Sam and Dave. 1966, number 21 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts. And a song written by David Porter and Isaac Hayes. And Isaac Hayes and David Porter wrote 11 hits for Sam and Dave. And out of their first 8 pop charted hits, they wrote 7 of them. So they were busy writing those songs and did some good ones for Sam and Dave. And before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, 1967. Song written by Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield up there in Motown area. You know, Barrett Strong is the one that did Money, That's What I Want, had a big hit for him. But that song went to number two on the pop charts, number one on the R&B charts for Gladys Knight. I heard it through the grapevine. Now, Marvin Gaye did a version of it, and his went to number one on both the pop and the R&B. And then Creedence Clearwater did a version of it, and theirs went to number 43 on the pop charts. So a lot of revenue came in off that one song right there. Good song. Okay, let's see. We've got the Monotones going to get us started, and then we're going to do our double play of the day. We got a girls group today, girls group sound, Crystals. So let's go to the Monotones right now, talking about They Wonder Who Wrote the Book of Love.
I wonder who. Who wrote the book of love?
Tell me, folk who wrote the book of love. I've got to know the answer, was it someone from above?
I wonder who wrote the book of love?
I love you, darling, baby, you know I do, but I've got
the book of love. Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her you're never, 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 ever going to part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Yes, I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
I wonder who wrote the book of love. Chapter 1 says to love her, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her you're never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
Wonder who wrote the book of love.
Yeah.
is Phil Spector, and this is one of his groups, The Crystals. He's a Rebel, 1962. Went to number one on the pop charts, number two on the R&B charts. That song is also a Grammy Hall of Fame song. And we got another Rolling Stone 500 most influential song today, and this one went up to number 267. Song written by Gene Pitney. So he made a little money off that one, I guess. I hope. Somebody had to. And before that, Da Do Run Run, The Crystals, 1963, number three on the pop charts, number five on the R&B. It's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song. It's written by Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich and Phil Spector. Another one of those songs that Phil put out there and did his producing and made some good sounds. Our double play of the day, girls group, The Crystals. Monotones got us started with Book of Love, 1958, number five on the pop charts, number three on the R&B. That came out first on the Mascot label, if you're looking for it, and then it wound up on the Argo label as the hit version. So if you're looking for the original on Mascot, you're going to have to pay a little extra money for it. There's not that many out there. But it did come out later on the Argo label, and that's when it hit big time. Okay, we got the Coasters going to get us started, then Diana Ross, and then Jerry Butler. So let's go right now, and the Coasters, and Along Came Jones.
I plopped down in my easy chair and turned on channel two. A bad gunslinger called Salty Sam was a chasing post we sue. He trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the buzzsaw.
And then, and then,
and then Along Came Jones. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
Came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. You should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, Sweet Sue was a having fits. That villain said,
give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then, and then,
and then Along Came Jones. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
Along Came Lonely Lanky
show. But there was the same old shoot 'em up and the same old rodeo. Salty Sam was a trying to stuff Sweet Sue in a burlap sack.
He said,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he threw on the railroad track.
And then
that train started coming.
And then, and then,
and then Along Came Jones. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
Along Came Lonely Lanky
Jones. no matter how far. Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my darling, let it be me. Of the love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely. When he was away from the one he loved, he sat down and wrote these words.
No wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold.
Keep very hard to do. If you really love him, then there's nothing I can do. Don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through, and make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. Cause breaking up is so very hard to do. And if the way I hold you can't compare to his caress, no words of consolation will make me miss you less, my darling. Start crying too, and make it easy on yourself. Oh, make it easy on yourself. Cause breaking up is so very hard to do.
Smooth sounds of Jerry Butler. What a voice. Make It Easy on Yourself. 1962. Went up to number 20 on the pop charts, number 18 on the R&B charts. Good sound by him, written by Hal David and Burt Bacharach. The Walker Brothers did that also, and Dionne Warwick and Johnny Mathis all had hits, pop chart hits for that song. The Walker Brothers took it to the highest level. Theirs went up to number 16. And on the R&B side, Michael Henderson and Ron Banks covered that song, and they had hits on the R&B. So counting Jerry, that's six people that had hits with that, either on the pop or the R&B. So good sound by them, and real good song. Ain't No Mountain, Rodana Ross, 1970, number one hit for her on both the R&B and the pop charts. A song written by Ashford and Simpson, and good sound there. She had six solo number one hit songs when she went solo, and on the pop label side, and then five R&B number one songs. So Diana Ross, real good career by her. And the Coasters, Along Came Jones, 1959, number nine on the pop charts, number 14 on the R&B. Okay, it's almost time to go, but we're going to squeeze in three more here real quick. We've got Lazy Lester going to get us started, then Betty Everett, and then we got Mel and Tim. So Lazy Lester, he's a lover, not a fighter.
I met a pretty girl, as pretty as can be. I thought she was my baby till she introduced to me. A great big tall fella, about 6'4". I shivered and I sure couldn't do any more, cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really beautiful to be. Built for speed, built for speed. Well, if people say I'm lazy, but it's a lot that they don't know. When I'm in the mood, I can go, cat, go, cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed, built for speed. If you think a jet is fast, you ought to see me run. I can travel faster than a bullet from a gun, cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. must be. Sang like a bee, but sometimes I think maybe I got rabbit blood in me, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better 'cause I'm over you. I've learned my lesson and left the scar, and now I see how you really are. You're no good, you no good, you no good, baby, you no good. I'm gonna say the boy for someone like you. I'll beg his forgiveness on bending knee, but I wouldn't blame him if he said to me, it's no good, no good, it's no good, baby, it's no good. Hey, I'm gonna say it louder. Good, no good, it's no good, baby, it's no good.
Baby, you believe it, baby. You beat me
Backfield in Motion, 1969, number 10 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B. Couple of cousins that came out of Mississippi and had a nice little career there. Real good sound by them, good voices. Of course, they had the great hit that I like, Starting All Over Again, which is really a little bit different sound than what this is, but still good, two good songs by these guys. And let's see, before that, Betty Everett, You're No Good, 1963 is when it started. Then it went up the charts in 64. Came out, I think, early December of 63. Then 64, it went on up the charts. Made it to number 51. This was her first hit. And a young lady out of Mississippi. And some other folks had hits with this song, too, on the pop labels, not the R&B, but Dee Dee Warwick did it. And hers only went up to number 117. That's maybe not why you heard that version, but a real good sound by her, too. That was the first time that it charted before Betty got a hold of it. And then, let's see, we had Linda Ronstadt did a version of it also. And Swingin' Blue Jeans did a version of it on one of their LPs. So You're No Good. Let's see, Lazy Lester before that got us rolling here. I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter on the Excello label. Hey, if you see an Excello label record, pick it up and look at it. Probably going to be something good. So, but the flip side of that was Sugar Coated Love. But neither one of them charted. But I think it got a lot of airplay here in Birmingham, though. I remember that song growing up, and people liked both sides of that one. Okay, we got to go. Thanks for joining us here on BRC Radio this week. And we're going to leave. We always play an instrumental. We got one today by the Stringalongs, a song called Wheels. Came out in 1961. It went up to number 3 on the pop charts, number 19 on the R&B. A group that came out of Plainview, Texas, and did some good sounds. So, but this is a song called Wheels by the Stringalongs. So thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time on BRC Radio. Thank you.